Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Friday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad you're here. It's Friday at long last. It will be Friday for another hour, at least here in the Central Time Zone. It's about 11:01 p.m., January 26, 2007. And I'm glad that you tuned in with us this evening. We got a fun program. Our guest joining us in the final hour of the program, Alistair Jackson. He's been on the program before a couple weeks ago, and we discussed a great many things. We talked about the Madeira. We talked about health. We talked about all sorts of stuff. So I'm looking forward to an entertaining program with him this evening. As I said, he'll be joining us in the latter half of the show, so that's about 2 hours from now, which means that if you would like to have an open line session, we can do that. An open line first half of the program. Anywhere you want to go, whatever you want to talk about, feel free to do so. Now, I know we've had to strand a lot of callers this week. I apologize for that, but we just run out of time sometimes. Our phone number, of course, is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to welcome all of you joining us on shortwave at 3.215, and, of course, all of you listening online at www.rbnlive.com. Our link should be right there on the website, but you can just as easily type it in yourself, www.franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information out there. I'm certainly glad that we still have the access to these things in this day and age. Things are changing, my friends. They're changing quickly, they're changing rapidly, and they're changing to a more controlled type of situation. However, I do think that people have had enough. It's one of those things where you can only push people to so far before they're finally fed up and they do not comply any longer. And these things, unfortunately, are happening. So you can look at it as a good thing, which I do, but of course it can also have some problems as well. And here's the problem that could arise from something like that. When people aren't willing to make the concessions that the powers that be want us to make, things like national ID cards and stuff like that, well, the people need to be scared again. They need to be scared into submission, much like we discussed last night where we said, you know, surveys taken after September 11th show that people in the amount of somewhere in the upper 70th percentile were absolutely fine with losing their civil liberties in exchange for security. They just want to be safe. They want to be safe inside their little cage, and it doesn't matter that they're in a cage because it's a safe cage. Well, I think Americans are fed up at this point. If we weren't before, I think we certainly are now. People are starting to complain and starting to put the word out there. Now, it would seem that maybe some of the elected representatives themselves are sort of going along with it, but I don't know how much stock I put into that. Because, again, I think that if necessary, I think they'll try to pull something else. And by saying something else, of course, I refer to September 11th. A perpetrated or allowed event to occur by this government upon these people. So that could be a somewhat problematic situation. But then again, it's hard to say. So given where we're at right now, at the end of January in 2007, I think that the whole thing with Iran is going to have to kick off in the next few months. But I think that it's very possible something could occur to sort of further put Iran under the microscope. Now, what could that be? I don't know. It looks like Iran might be sort of announcing in the next 30 days that they are actually ramping up their uranium processing equipment, their centrifuge production. And if that's true, obviously that's going to fly in the face of them sort of kowtowing to the UN resolution. They're going to, you know, basically be spitting on it. So what's going to happen in the aftermath of that, I don't know. Possibly a preemptive strike from Israel, and then potentially some action by Russia. I don't know how it will go down, but it's very, very intriguing times we're in, my friends. Not scary, just interesting. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back. Glad you're here on this fine Friday evening. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. All right, folks, we're taking your calls. Open lines if you want them for the next 2 hours. 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Bert in Ohio. Bert, how you doing, brother?
Hey, bro.
Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, how's the midnight rock?
Oh, man, I'm actually enjoying it.
You know what? John Stepmiller, man. You know, I'm so happy. I just want to kiss him on the forehead, man, in a heterosexual, non-gay way, of course. But...
yeah, why stop there?
But, hey, I just wanted to sound the alarm a little bit. I had a mind up for a while, and...
You completely cut out there. I don't know what you're calling from.
I had a MySpace account online.
Yes.
To interact with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath one of the videos, and they got hacked like twice, and I don't know what the deal was, but somebody was going in there, and I went ahead and tried the address, and I don't know if it was like a...
Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, sure am.
It sounds like a Burger King drive-thru. We're getting like every third word. But from what I understand, you had something on your MySpace page that was getting hacked, and then what happened?
I went to try to locate the IP address, pulled it down, and couldn't find a location to where it went. I don't know if it was a Wi-Fi connection or what, but, I just went ahead and shut the whole thing down. For some, a lot of people are getting their information hacked.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I just wanted to see if anybody else out there having the same problem with their accounts on not just MySpace, but anything right about now.
Yeah.
Ties
well,
into what's going on.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I think that there's definitely something going on. Now we have to keep cognizant of a couple things. Of course, one of the big threats from Al Qaeda is cyber terrorism, and we remember that a few months ago, everybody's kind of having problems with their internet connections and things like that. And you know, we found out afterwards that they were running like a drill for a couple days, and of course, a month later, the story comes out talking about how they were running drills and how it was great, and they are able to find out a lot of information about cyber terrorism. Now, again, what's cyber terrorism anyway? I mean, nobody wants their computer to get hacked or a virus or anything like that, but now everything is terrorism related, and of course, they can manufacture stuff like this and say it was anybody. So, you know, I don't necessarily trust anybody with that type of stuff. If they say that some guy in Al Qaeda, he's a wireless internet connection, he's laying down on his back, he's propped up, his head is on a rock, you know, he's got his laptop there open on his chest, and he's just hacking, you know, your MySpace site and other people's MySpace sites, and oh no, he's taken down CNN.com, and he posted, you know, some jihadi message on Fox website, and you know, it just goes on and on and on. It's like, do we really believe that? I just think it'd have to be a little more orchestrated. Now, the thing to be concerned about, and they would never pin the blame on them, but you know, China, of course, is engaged in some sort of cyber snooping, and obviously China with their anti-satellite missile launch as of late, it's very possible that they could be prepping for something like that. The whole concept of being able to knock a satellite out of orbit doesn't really affect us too much necessarily. However, when you look at trying to blind the eyes of somebody who's trying to orchestrate something, well, you know, certainly one way to do so would be to tap into the information superhighway and throw up a big construction zone. So I think that's a very valid concern to pay attention to these things. Now, was there any content on your MySpace page that maybe specifically sort of inspired them to perhaps go after you?
Well, I'm pretty vocal, but my focus of concern was is that, you know, like my email address and two different times, two separate, you know, IP addresses came in. And, you know, if they can access that, they can get your other information too when you go to like apply for the account. And my whole thing is, where's it going to go from there? I mean, I don't know, you know, I mean, that just raised some suspicions of mine, so I went ahead and shut it down.
I think that's a good plan. Yeah, I am.
You know, what are they going to do with that information, whoever it is?
Yeah.
Be, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's going on with that?
I've had some emails that have been intercepted. Things that were supposed to get to me have never gotten to me. And then also, I've actually gotten emails that came to me like 2 weeks after they were sent, and they said this has been delayed for screening or something like that. And I'm like, what? Because, you know, I mean, I don't use anything here at work. It's not like the boss is screening my emails or anything. So it's very, very bizarre to me. But I agree with you. I just found a big old fat virus on my computer yesterday and most unhappy with trying to deal with that. So, you know, they're getting sneaky with a lot of the stuff that's happening. I've talked to some computer people, and they did say that things are happening on a regular basis. One of my past guests told me that whenever he sends out an email correspondence, every outgoing email he throws a number on there in sequence. So he can tell, you know, he'll call up so-and-so and say, hey, did you get an email with the number 7 up at the top? And they'll say, no, the first one I got says 12. And, you know, he'll know that they're not getting through, which is one, I guess, sort of quick fix way to know if you're being monitored. But, of course, there are other ones as well. But it sounds to me like, you know, what happened to you is relatively sophisticated. I know you know what you're doing with the computer.
I mean, it's a legit, you know, thing here. And I mean, I'm just one, you know, with the new laws that are coming in about, you know, everybody's a terrorist, you know, people's email addresses and everything else, you know, it's going to the next level, you know, more quicker than, you know, than not.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, and I couldn't locate these people or whoever it was that was doing it, so it's got to be somebody that knows exactly what they're doing, so...
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if anybody else is getting packed well here recently. So.
Well, we'll find out. Hopefully, we'll hear back from some people, of course. Our number, 800-313-9443. Yeah, that's very interesting. I'll have to talk to my webmaster and find out what sort of crap he's been going through, too. So thank you. I don't know if you're still there, Bert, but it sounded like the connection was kind of crapping out there. But I always love hearing from Bert. Of course, the guy knows what he's talking about with these things. And, you know, hey, it's something we're all going through. Now, the other thing, too, is some ramped up activities we're seeing as far as potentially some HAARP-related stories. And we may get into that if we have time this evening. Sheldon in Arizona, welcome to the show. Hello, Sheldon. Yes, welcome to the show, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure you're well aware that I did have a radio show for a while, and well, it's not on right now, but thought I'd get on your show to try to spread the word about what I'm seeing over the skies over Phoenix. And you probably are familiar with my friend UFO Bob, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, about 3 months ago, he predicted that we're going to start seeing an increased wave in UFO sightings. Well, I commute to Phoenix on a daily basis, and tonight I've seen these balls of light in the sky over Chandler. I see these almost every night I come up here. I think Bob's right on the money with what he's saying, that there'd be an increased wave in sightings across the country.
Well, I don't know if there's an increase in sightings, but I know there's an increase in the media coverage. That's for darn sure. So, I mean, we're seeing, I've got like 6 stories in front of me all about different things, especially some significant things out in, I think it was North Carolina. Had a couple of stories in the last couple of days. There was that one in Chicago, which actually took place last year, but of course it got some media attention. And, a lot of sort of meteors being spotted, things like that. And then the one in Arkansas from about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they're being seen in Florida and Texas. They're being seen everywhere. I think there's an increased wave going on. And I think the reason this is going on is because there's about to be a flare-up over there in Iran or one of those countries over there.
Mm-hmm. That's very possible.
Another thing, have you ever heard of a private security firm called Wackenhut?
Name sounds familiar, yeah.
Well, they're infamous in patrolling areas like Area 51. Out close to where I live, I'm seeing these Wackenhut buses almost on a nightly basis. I see them like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's nothing out there but wide open desert where I live. And there's a private airfield called Ryan Airport. The only thing I can suspect is there's a secret underground base by that airport, because there's a long fence line that has all these restricted area signs on. And I've called a few other people tonight about this. If anybody lives in the Tucson area seeing these Wackenhut buses, you need to get on the radio and talk about it, because I think there's something fishy going on southwest of Tucson.
Hmm. Well, yeah, there you go. If anybody does, I'm sure they'll give us a call.
All right. Well, thanks for letting me on board.
Oh, Frank. Of course. Pleasure to hear from you, Sheldon. Take care.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Yeah. Bob in Wisconsin, welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, Frank, I'll just take a few minutes here. I called up mainly about North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
That was on the Coast to Coast show last night. And here's the thing. The other thing is that...
We talked about that. I mean, that's in mainstream. Doesn't matter if Coast to Coast covers it. That doesn't make it real. I'm talking about actual mainstream media outlets, the kind of thing that where, you know, somebody would poo-poo stuff like this. You know, they're actually reporting on these things, which I think is what's significant about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. The Arkansas thing, that there's been pictures of it, and Sheldon has it off his computer. The government now, Big Brother, again, is trying to say that was flares.
Yeah, I had seen that story.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, okay, yeah. Bob? We got a quick commercial break. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes with your phone calls. Remember, open lines anywhere you want to go. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered. Our esteemed elders are euthanized. and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and we are having an Open Line Friday edition here, at least to the first couple hours. And I'd like to hear from you, 800-313-9443. Back to Bob in Wisconsin. Bob, welcome back.
Yeah. I was just going to say that a lot of these sightings that we've been having for the last 3 months, in this country particularly, the government is trying to pull a rug out from under us again and saying it's either asteroids or it's what you call flares. And it's just a bad excuse, and everybody knows they're giving us a big hand out of a bunch of lies. Now, why are they doing this? Now, just think about it. Wouldn't you think, with all the news in the paper, wouldn't you think one of our congressmen would be talking about this? Wouldn't you think Bush would mention something about it?
No.
Of course not. I'll tell you why. I can say so much, but I can't say everything. But they are going to take a hand in this war, not only here, worldwide. We either straighten out our act or else. Now, they're not going to get violent with us. Let me specify that. But they're going to give us a little trouble if we're going to keep on killing ourselves.
Anyway. Why do they care?
Pardon?
Why do they care?
Why do they care? Well, you see, this is something that you've been programmed to think, and a lot of people say, well, why do they care about us? They also came up the ladder. A lot of these places did have wars, too, on other planets. They learned how to stop it, and they were helped to get a different civilization going on their planet. Mm-hmm. They want to do that with us.
Well,
we're supposed to think, well, it's why should they care about us? You know, it's just this egotistic self-centeredness that makes us think this way.
I don't know if it would be ego to say why don't they or why do they care. It would be like, why don't they care? That would be ego. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, then that's different than what you just said. But what I'm saying to you is this. You know, I would imagine that they're probably unhappy with the Bush administration and its policies of engagement.
They're very frightened of one thing, and that we'll take war into outer space, Star Wars and that.
So they'd be worried about being injured, I presume.
Well, it could upset a lot of the galaxy.
Hmm.
Nuclear bombs can upset a lot of planets close by, you know, like I don't know how many light years away, what you'd call close, but it could affect a lot of things. Listen, there is life on Mars. Don't ever kid yourself. Tomorrow night, I want you people to listen to this, tomorrow evening at 4 o'clock on National Geographic, there will be a program that's Central Time, my time, at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about that on Coast to Coast. Yeah.
Take a listen to it.
Yeah.
I have pictures of Mars that I got out of a library. I dug out with a magnifying glass. Mm-hmm. You have to see this stuff.
Bob, I've done whole shows on this before.
You have? Did you ever see any pictures?
Yeah.
Like
absolutely.
What? Like, you never saw the pictures I saw.
Well, that's presumptuous of you.
No,
it's not presumptuous of you?
No.
I'm about to tell you if you let me answer the question.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Let me answer the damn question.
Okay.
Listen, I've interviewed a guy named Ted Tweetmeyer. It's on my website. Okay, Ted Tweetmeyer wrote a book.
Yeah, I know
it's called. You do?
Sure.
So why would you ask me if I've seen photos then? All right, because the whole book, that's what it is.
I've seen this stuff.
There's 10,000 photos he went through.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
I've seen this stuff. It's not very impressive. Did you see this giant?
You have seen it?
Huh?
Did you have Ted Tweetmeyer's book?
Wait. Did you ever see the pyramids on Mars?
Yes. Yes, I have, and I've done a show on that, too. Stu
did
Best.
He did
a film. He did a whole film on it.
Okay, did you
seen
see the
it
Sphinx?
All. Yes.
You did?
Yes.
It looked like a beaver, a giant beaver, with a beaver tail, and it had a face like a lion. It was a piece of artistic work. I dug it out with magnifying glasses, only about 3/8 of an inch long. When I got it, I blew it up. I got a beautiful blow-up of this. You saw that?
Yeah, I just said, how many times I got, yes, I've seen it. Yes, 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 yes. Stu Best did a whole film on it. It's about 3 hours long.
Hey, he's the only one I ever knew that had that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I'm going to bring up some other things later on about how the angels and the ETs are working together to stop these wars.
Mm. The angels, they're doing a very good job so far, are they?
Pardon?
They're not doing a very good job so far, are they?
Well, that's because it's pretty hard for them to butt in on us. They want to let us have our free will, but they're trying to do it so they don't butt in on us in that way. They were trying to teach us in some way.
Huh.
And they have, on the night the lights went out in Iraq, angels flew across television screens. Did you see that?
No.
You didn't see it?
No.
I said a lot of people did.
First I've heard of it. Hang on a second. Quick break, folks, and we'll come right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. and how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. It's Friday, my friends, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. A quick reminder that this hour is being brought to you by Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of recreational activities as only the natural state can offer. Howard Creek Resort is the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. You can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Back to Bob in Wisconsin. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, about this angel fig. There was one that was shot down over Iraq by one of our...
Oh, come on. Where do you get this stuff?
Yeah.
An angel got shot down?
Yep, and she was hospitalized. And they took the thing as some kind of aircraft, a pilot did, and he was given the clearance, so yeah, he can shoot it down. And here he shot down this angel.
Where's the proof of that?
Well, Paul Brenner was in contact with her when she was healing up in the hospital.
Where's the proof, though?
You have to get a hold of Paul Brenner. Paul Brenner is the guy who ran the war in Iraq. I don't know if you know
I'll give him a call.
Pardon?
I said, you can give him a call.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you got. I don't have long distance, so I wouldn't call him anyway. But hey, you're into this. Give him a call.
I will.
She talked to him, and she said that if we don't change, we're going to have an awful catastrophe that's going to happen with that war, and it's coming. And the ESTs know that. The government, why don't they want us to know that? Because they, for one thing, the military-industrial complex right now is paying off some of the Democrats to keep the war going, send those troops over there for a bloodbath, so they can sell more ammunition and more guns and weapons. You don't know that either, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just standard practice.
Okay. So that's the name of the game right now. What the government fears more than anything else is the extraterrestrials, because they not only, what Bush is connected with, want to destroy this world, they want to destroy the universe. They're under the rule of the reptilian gods, and that is a satanic force that wants to put everything asunder what God created that was good. Hey, and he knows it, and we're in trouble. And for some reason, I'll tell you something, Frank, I was picked up when I was quite young, about 4 years old. I had a chip in my left ear. I had a mission. I didn't know much about it when I was younger, but later on I found out what all happened to me. And I have a mission to bring this out, and nobody can shut me up. They better not try. I have an angel. His name is Max. I have an extraterrestrial woman that knows me and is watch out for what I get into. Mm-hmm. Her name is Eviata. I call her Eve. But I'm getting things from her, more than the angel, what is they're going to do.
Well, hold on a second now.
To stop this damn war.
All right, hold on now. Okay, we have a bunch of people behind you in the queue who want to talk, so I'm going to ask you this. Give me something specific.
Well, specific, we have a UFO conference out here every July, the first, second Saturday in July. Hundreds of people come out there. I have videos of this.
Wait. No. You said she's telling you things about
the UFOs come
Bob, let me speak, man. All right. You said she told you specific things that extraterrestrials are going to do to stop the war in Iran. Tell me something specific that I don't already know, because I've got access to news all over the world, just like everybody else does, and
do
I know...
I happen to know. Do you know how they're going to do this?
Tell me. That's what I'm asking you.
I can't leave it out. It's going to be documented.
Okay.
I'm going to have it notarized. Because when it starts to come, you're going to see what's going to happen.
Tell me what it is.
Well, it's a little bit akin to Y2K, to put it that way.
They're going
to
shut down all the banks.
You see, I was in contact with these UFOs to stop Y2K, and they did. Ask anybody who's into computers, nothing was compliant. France wasn't compliant. The third world countries weren't compliant. Germany wasn't compliant. Everything worked. But there were glitches all over that night on New Year's.
You're so completely off base with that, but go ahead.
I was talking to my... boss of the Alliant Power Company, Bob Newell, and I said, Bob, don't worry about it. He used to get a big kick out of talking to me. I said, Bob, these ETs are going to keep everything running. I called him up the day after New Year's and said, well, Bob, what do you think? He said, I'll tell you something. We don't know why it ran. The old-timers were gone. We couldn't go manual. He said, send me some books on UFOs. I want to know what you know.
Bob, you're ducking the question, my friend. What I asked you is, what are they going to do about Iran?
They're going to do the same thing with Iran, what they would do with North Korea, the same thing they're going to do with
what?
Us. They don't take sides.
All right. So you actually have no information, is what you're saying. Okay. All right.
Well,
I appreciate the call.
I can't leave it out. The only thing I'm supposed to leave out, they aren't going to hurt nobody. They aren't going to drop any bombs and nothing like that.
I'll believe it when I see it. I appreciate the call, though. Thank you very much. And if you have anything specific, I would love to hear from you. Absolutely. Matt in Arkansas, welcome to the show.
Owen.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the haps?
Oh, not much. I was just listening to your callers and stuff, and this war with Iraq and the aliens and the angels and everything like that. I really don't think that the UFOs or the aliens or the angels are willing to come down here to a primitive species, mm-hmm. if they've been around for millions and billions of years, to help us. You know, this is like a South Park episode that I watched.
Yeah.
You know which one?
Yes.
Okay.
I have seen that one. No, and that's the thing. We talked a little bit yesterday with Michael Horn, who is affiliated with the only, to my knowledge, only alien interaction case that has any evidence at all, and there is a huge amount of it. And I'm kind of an evidence kind of guy. You know how I am.
Right.
We've known each other for years, and we're both kind of the same way. It's like, mm-hmm. show me some proof.
Right.
And there is proof there. Mm-hmm. Nothing that can be explained away. But as far as everything else, I hold to this, and this to me is sort of my personal thoughts on it. And you know, it doesn't matter. People are entitled to believe their own thing. I think that that extraterrestrials are fallen angels. I think that they're demonic. I think that anything they say is filled with deception. And a lot of people are like, oh, they're beautiful and they're nice. Well, you know, hey, they were angels at one time. Surely they would be beautiful. But, yeah, well, that's just my take on it. I don't know. But I do like to pay attention, as you know, Matt.
Right.
The report from Iron Mountain talks about,
uh-huh.
hoaxing an extraterrestrial threat, the
right.
cosmic deception. Wernher von Braun on his deathbed told his assistant that, mm-hmm. that the agenda is to plan this whole thing. Ronald Reagan spoke many times about an impending extraterrestrial attack. Numerous Hollywood films have sort of portrayed the whole thing. It seems to me that it's... at least worth talking about, but once you start getting into realms of zero proof,
right?
I just tune out.
Right. Then you have the video of the UFO congregation there in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, excellent proof that they do exist, but I've yet to see any.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, and mm-hmm. with them wanting to either stop war or wage war.
Yeah.
You know.
I think it's moderately arrogant for us to assume that we're important enough to be of an issue to anybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and listeners, you know, with you for years and years, ought to know the real reason why we're, you know, in Iraq and yeah. Iran, and we're going to go into Syria next.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know,
well, the thing is, Iran and Syria have defense cooperative agreements, which indicates that once one of them gets dragged into something, inevitably the other will follow, which
right.
I think is why they were trying to goad Syria to jumping into the Lebanon-Israel thing,
uh-huh.
Because then Iran would be forced to also get involved.
Right. Well, all the nations that we have declared that, you know, the axis of evil, mm-hmm. or satellites of,
mm-hmm.
you know, Syria,
sure.
North Korea,
yep.
Iran... Well, they're
China,
on,
Russia.
Right. But Iran and Syria, the international bankers want that country just like they got Iraq, mm-hmm. because of their gold.
That's right.
They are still on the gold standard, mm-hmm. something that we are not.
That's an excellent point.
You know, and they want to make those countries debtor nations just like us,
mm-hmm.
Create their people as chattel, as private property of the international bankers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's well documented if you read up into the Federal Reserve Act.
Yes.
And the Rothschild family, the Banks of London, the Inns of Court,
mm-hmm.
the Crown Temple. You'll start to see the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Then with our Afghanistan, it's because of the heroin.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. is one of the biggest importers of heroin that there is in the world.
Yes.
And whenever the Taliban fell, the heroin crops were on the rise.
That's right.
And the CIA wants that so they can start smuggling it back in through their coyotes through Mexico.
It's a proven moneymaker, and that's uh-huh. really what they're all about.
It's a cash cow.
Sure.
Because if 90% of our jail is, you know, nothing but drug users, you know, filled in here in the U.S., and if mm-hmm. the nation has, you know, more of its population in jail... than not, what does that tell you about the society?
Yeah, well said.
Right.
Well said, brother. Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's not forget the Caspian oil pipeline.
Yeah.
That's there.
Absolutely.
You know, with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's... I don't know. I don't want to call it global conspiracy, but it is definitely.
Well, you know, I think that in order to facilitate a control mechanism, you have to find people willing to start it rolling. And and obviously, those people have been here for a long time. They've been around for a long time in various capacities. And there are always people in authority, people in power, because obviously they have to have the power to pull it off. But you know as well as I do that money talks, and greed is certainly a unifying agenda for people. So, you know, when you say that this is about money, and I agree that it is, and about control, and I agree that it is, well, you know, that crosses, you know, state lines all over the place, countries, boundaries. So it is a global conspiracy. So I think that there's more than sufficient proof of that. But absolutely, man, this is
right.
This is the time.
It is, and like I said, it's not so much that they're greed for wealth, mm-hmm. as in money, but it's greed for power.
Yeah.
And that is the greatest threat to humanity right now, is these elitist, globalist people, mm-hmm. you know, kind of like our illustrious mayor wanting sustainability here in Fayetteville, you know, wanting to push through all these UN agendas and, you know, basically give up our sovereignty, you know, a city, county, you know, they've already done that with mm-hmm. the PARA ordinance
mm-hmm.
that was passed whenever, the same day that Wayne Fincher was arrested.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, apparently they held an emergency meeting that night. You know, I've read the web, you know, several news reports,
mm-hmm.
you know, or editorials that people that were there, and one of them, was escorted out.
Oh, wow.
That same night. But that was they passed it, and it's basically a UN Agenda 21 program.
Hmm.
So wow. I mean, all this does tie in, you know, with the let's create some hoax,
mm-hmm.
you know, create a boogeyman,
mm-hmm.
and let's keep perpetrating it so we can get these people who are on the payroll of the Rothschilds and Warburgs and the Illuminati and the Masons and, you know, any other secret society organization there is, you know, to control the so-called ignorant masses.
Yes, absolutely.
And the greatest fighter that there is with the so-called ignorant masses is the individual. It's the one person that doesn't go along with it, that does not compromise. That is the thorn in their side. And that's something that we all must aspire to be. You know,
bravo.
Quit going to the collectivist churches. Mm-hmm. Quit calling yourself a Democrat or Republican. You know, just call yourself an individual.
There you go.
I mean, plain and simple.
I think that's couldn't have been said any better, brother. Well done.
Yeah.
Like I appreciate the call, Matt.
I will talk to you later, I guess.
Yes. I look forward to it, man. Take care.
Okay.
I think Matt's really, really on the money with that comment. This is what it's all about, and I've talked about this many, many times. The whole structure of society is designed to control, and there are various ways to do that. And a lot of it is the elitism that Matt spoke of there, certainly in churches. Well, our denomination is the truth, and their way is apostasy. You know, we hear that all the time. Or they'll say, you know, our party is fighting for people. What are they doing? It's trying to create this divisiveness. And not just so much. And here's the thing. It's not so much that the people want to just have something that somebody else doesn't have. Yeah, they do. It's an inherent desire of people, you know, on any level. You want to be the best at what you do for a living. You want to win the championship. You want to get the bonus at work. You want the gold star on your test paper. Whatever the case may be, you want to have something that somebody else has. You want to be special. You want to stand out from the crowd. And you want to do it and gain respect of your peers. See? But if you step away from that, if you don't seek that, if you don't try to strive for that, then it's not a problem anymore. Okay, it's not a status thing. People go to church and they wear their $1,000 suits and they walk in with their nose in the air, get the car washed so that way they look okay when they're walking in, you know, with their whole family, and make sure everybody's dressed to the nines. And then you stand in there and everybody's kind of got their nose up in the air, kind of looking around. Oh, look what the Johnsons have on. Can't believe that they showed up for church like that. It's very interesting. You know, the thing people forget about all this, the control factors that are in place here, is they're designed to elicit a response. And I say this, I just throw my hands up and say, I'm not playing. I'm just not going to play that game. And I think that if we can get away from these things, then it's a non-issue for us, okay? Because it is all about control, and it's about trying to paint a certain way as better than a competitor, and you create that with the Hegelian mindset. You create that animosity, you know, Baptist versus Methodist and Catholic versus, you know, this and all these the different crap that's out there. Take a perfect look at sports, folks. When it gets to the big championship game, it's only one team versus another team. It's the duality of how they try to create this this violence. Stay with us. We're right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back. Tail end of our first hour already, my friends. I'm glad you're here. Obviously, we've got some timing issues with the sound beds and things like that. I don't know what's going on with the computers, but we'll get it ironed out again. Maybe like Bert had said, something gumming up the works. I don't know. We'll figure it all out. But anyway, just to kind of carry over with what I was sort of talking about there, I think that you have so much more power as an individual than you do as a member of a group. Members of a group imply that a group has a leader. A leader can be corrupted. A leader can be infected and pass that on to his people, his group, his gang, his followers, his patrons, whatever you want to call it. I don't want people like that listening to the show. I want people like you guys, people that I have listening to the show, people that call in, people who think for themselves, good for you. I don't care what you believe. I just care that you believe something. I don't care what you think as long as you think something. You know, have these thoughts, and I think it's important. But you know, find your own position on things. And I tell people to do this, and I've stated this before. I think it is vital that you take some alone time. A lot of people have problems being alone because when they're alone, they think too much or whatever the case may be. You need that. You need that. That's where your insight comes from. That's where you learn to understand yourself. And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and she was kind of suffering some of the same things. And I said, hey, listen, I said, let's figure some stuff out here. I said, you know, think about this. What's your favorite color? And she gave me an answer. And I said, where did that come from? She's like, I don't know. I guess somebody painted my room that color when I was a kid. I was like, well, there you go. You know, what political party do you belong to? She answered it, of course. And I said, no. I said, the proper answer is I don't belong to any of them. I'm an independent. Vote how I want to vote, when I want to vote. It's not strictly along party line. Party line voters are the biggest damage to our system that we've got today. But anyway, you have to figure out how you've come to the beliefs that you've come to. People who are raised in racist families tend to be racist. Big surprise. People who are raised in a democratic household tend to be Democrats and vice versa. It just goes on and on and on. People who tend to be raised in a, let's say, Catholic household tend to be Catholic or atheist. Because people somehow think, again, you have the duality. It's one way or the other. People just think left or right. Nobody thinks, well, what about straight? Democrat or Republican? What about neither? Well, it's just unheard of. See, people leave the churches, and they leave the churches because the churches have lied to them, and that's just inherent in the system. But then, of course, then they equate church with God. So then they leave God, and they say, that's it, I don't believe in God anymore. Well, it's not necessarily the case. What happens is that you're equating God with the institution that claims to represent him. I say that institution does not represent him or his interests. I say that institution represents itself and its own interests, just like the political system and everything else. So only when you know yourself, why you have the belief structures you believe, why are mashed potatoes your favorite meal? Maybe your girlfriend. You ate them all the time. You just got used to it. Maybe your mom made it for you when you were sick, and you hated mashed potatoes, but you were sick, and you're like, it's the only thing that's okay on my throat, so therefore, mashed potatoes are your favorite. Think about why you believe the things you believe, and then think if you still believe them anymore, or have you just been going through the motions? Is it just out of habit? When someone says Democrat, Republican, you're like, I've always voted Republican. Okay, does that mean you're still a Republican? And have you really thought about it? Why do you like the things you like? Believe the things you believe. Feel the way that you feel. Your experiences, okay? The sum of your experiences in your life have made you the person who you are. But what I'm telling you is that times are changing and you yourself are changing. So step back and analyze the person you think you are and find out if you recognize that person anymore. Because odds are you don't. You have to know where you're at. This information, the stuff we talk about on this show, on this network, on shows like this and networks like this, changes you. It changes how you feel, how you think, how you believe, how you see things. And therefore, it changes other things too. This is not a hat that you put on. It's not something I throw the magic radio host jacket on for 4 hours every night. I live and breathe and exist in the truth, and you do too. So step back and figure out why you are the way that you are. And if maybe you have to make some modifications to these things. So I think Matt, bravo, sir, right on point. Folks, I apologize. We'll come back with calls after.